President Joe Biden, who signed the Juneteenth bill into law this week, says the bill marks a long, hard night of slavery, subjugation, and a promise of a brighter morning to come.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, the terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take. What I've long called America's original sin.
Biden signed the bill one day after the United States Senate voted unanimously. That's Republicans along with Democrats voted unanimously to declare Juneteenth a federal holiday. This was followed by a House vote, 415-14, to make Juneteenth the 12th federal holiday in our nation's history. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says this law is an important step forward for racial equality in our country, and as communities celebrate Juneteenth this weekend, it is a clarion call for us to continue the fight for true justice for Black and Brown Americans.
The disparate treatment and mistreatment of Black and Brown Americans still permeates our society. It infects our courts, our schools, our hospitals, and our places of work. It reflects the unfulfilled promise of a nation built upon the notion that all are created equal. And it has its roots in our nation's original sin, slavery, a crime against humanity that we have for far too long failed to fully acknowledge, address, and come to grips with.
Senate Majority Leader New York's Chuck Schumer worked alongside Senator Markey on this bill. He says Juneteenth will be a day of reflection on what still needs to be done for the Black community. He beams as he speaks about how the Senate worked together to pass this bill.
Now, yesterday, the Senate came together and we passed unanimously the law, the bill that says Juneteenth is a federal holiday. It was an important moment for recognizing our history, not shrinking from it, not sweeping it under the rug, not denying it, but staring it directly in the face.
Representative Sheila Jackson Lee says this momentous bill has caused her to hear the bells of freedom.
What I see here today is racial divide crumbling, being crushed this day under a momentous vote that brings together people who understand the value of freedom. And that is what Juneteenth is all about. It is a journey of pain, brutality, separation, and the racist hand of people held in bondage. But yet, 47 states have taken up a commemoration and celebration because there's something about freedom that is contagious. And that is what this holiday will bring about.
But passing the Juneteenth bill is just the first step in recognizing the brutal past of slavery in this country. Representative Jackson Lee is the sponsor of reparations legislation. If passed, this reparations measure would create a commission responsible for studying the history of slavery and discrimination in this country. It would then recommend ways to compensate living descendants of slaves. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of many politicians pushing for this reparations bill, also known as H.R. 40, to be passed.
And so we as a nation have not yet truly acknowledged and grappled with racism and white supremacy that has tainted this country's founding and continues to persist in those deep racial disparities and inequalities today.
The White House has expressed support for studying the issues of reparations. Representative Jackson Lee remains confident this bill will soon be brought to the House for a vote. Angela Palumbo, WBAI, New York.